Hello there. This is a different start to our podcast. Yo, what's up, everybody? My name is Kevin, K-I-P-N-G-E, and oh, I trust that you are doing absolutely amazing. How's it going in at your side? How's it going down at your side? Everything is okay? Everything is lovely? Everything is great? Ooh, I've had an amazing day. Let me just say that fast, because I'm recording this at exactly 2 minutes past nine. I was doing my assignment and now I've just submitted. What I've literally done is copied and pasted the internet to that assignment and just sent it. Now questions I haven't done because, of course, I have to read and need some work. But that's the story for another day. Welcome to our podcast. This is Grace in Space. I'm your host, Kipieno Kevin. Ah, I introduced myself today. I feel so proud of myself. Yes, and today we are talking productivity. Tell your neighbor productivity. Okay, that's such a charge theme. Tell your neighbor. Hug your neighbor. Kiss your neighbor. No, please don't. Especially with this COVID season. Before we go any further, I'm so grateful to God that this evening I've been having a running nose early in the day. But right now my noses are clear. So if there's any slight change, it's only so slight you might not notice it. Yes. Maybe unless you go back to my previous episodes and you listen to them, then you listen to this one right now. But I'm trusting God for healing and I know that I am healed. The fact that I'm recording this episode with open noses is a miracle. So thank you so very much, God. And I don't know, maybe you are having fever, you're having a cold, you're sick, you have malaria, whatever disease that you have, I pray for you, I pray for healing upon you. Receive this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now back to our topic. Today is productivity. All things productivity. Yeah. So today, I'm going to tell you my story. Yeah. But before we go any further, what values you product? What thing shows you productivity? Does that make sense? Like, what value have you placed on something to show your productivity? An example, last week for me has been so productive because what I placed my value on productivity on was the podcast, and we have done 6 episodes. Hallelujah. Okay, we've done 6 episodes and I'm so proud of myself. I took a rest on Sunday because I normally record the evening before the day it comes. So this one I'm recording on Monday, you're receiving it on Tuesday. So I rested on Sunday. But my point is, okay, I just killed that statement. Yeah, so my point is, my last week I felt so productive because the value I had placed on my productivity was on the podcast. And looking back at it, I did amazing. I don't know what you place your productivity on. Sorry for that. I don't know what you place your productivity on. Have you checked yourself? If you place your productivity on something like being able to go to work, school, in any other place, you will see where you are at. But the trouble for me this week is that last week I placed my productivity on the podcast, which I did absolutely amazing. This week school has become my realization to me because, okay, like right now, I just done an assignment, submitted it, and yeah, I just copied the entire internet and just gave it to my teacher to go process my lecture, to go process everything that's in there. I didn't even read through. God knows what went down there. Yeah, so this week, I have a new thing. School is giving me a checkmate. I haven't been paying attention. I've been struggling. Today I was planning, when I was planning for this podcast, I thought I was going to come over here and give you, you know, I'm standing on the highest mountain of productivity. Because that's how I was feeling last week. I was at the highest peak of productivity. I was putting out episodes, sending it out, promoting it, you name it. But this week has humbled me. Oh, Kevin, humble thyself. School has checkmate, bruh, you haven't been reading. And what scares me a lot is that, you see, as the days progress, the semester is progressing, and catching up is really hard. Have you ever tried catching up? There's this time, I was doing this program. It goes for 13 days. Shout out Chichi for letting me on this one. After the end, no, I was faithful for the first, second, third, the fourth day I slipped up. So it jumped the fourth day, went to the fifth, sixth. I was now trying to catch up. So I successfully managed to go until the sixth. Are you enjoying this free podcast? Do you want to advertise through this platform? Send me a mail at kevinkipngeno@outlook.com. That is kevinkipngeno@outlook.com. Now back to our show. What I did is save the other episodes in my browser so that next time I go and check them. But they took them away. But that's not the point. The point is, the last day, what they did is they gave us 2 days to go through everything that they had posted for the 13 days. And I felt so much pressure that I ended up not doing it. Because I felt so much behind, and I felt like I couldn't achieve what I wanted to. That's to go through the 13. Yeah. Another thing I want to talk about as well is that the reason why I didn't do it is because I depended on my feelings. The reason I have been low on school is because I haven't been feeling like attending school. I love the thing with the online classes. You can relate to me if you're a student. If you aren't, probably you have something different going on for you. But just listen me out on this one. We're currently with an online class. It's so easy to log off the class and then go to a new tab. Leave alone that. From the first day of online class for my case, I didn't stand up with a notebook. So I used to end up sleeping in class, and it's an online class. So I didn't get the psych to follow through. And it's really taken a bite on me. Right now, I'm looking back, I'm like, whoa, the episode, no, the semester has moved. Of course, I'm planning on catching up, but that'll take some work, serious work. Yeah, some good serious work. Here it is. The reason why I have been slacking on my productivity. Wait, let's not get to the reason why I've been slacking on my productivity. Let's first finish this one. Where you place your value in productivity will, at the end of the week, show you if you've been productive or not productive. You get? Yeah, we're good with that. And for the places where you haven't been productive, for my case, school, or yeah, I think other places I've been doing pretty well. It's cool. I've realized that the reason why I've been slacking on it is that I have placed feelings before everything I do. Hear me out. It's not only school that I slack on. I slack on other things. I'm thankful to God that I'm motivated for this podcast. I could be slacking on it like the second day when I was recording this podcast. But God made a miracle that we are doing this podcast every single day. Except one day, that Sunday, where on Monday you won't forget an episode. But, like, I had to feel that I have to do this. And sometimes feeling do life. You just wake up not feeling nice. The other trouble is I used to sleep. Okay, all right, I do still. When you sleep late, your body isn't... I love how you wake up early. Your body just... is in its own dance, and trying to get feelings to get to work is really hard. You don't look forward to it. It's tough. I'm sure you relate out there in the areas where you haven't been productive. But there are other factors as well which have made you lose your productivity, have made you not be able to achieve your routines. Maybe your nini is, maybe your productivity is on your body shape, on working out. I haven't done that personally for a couple of weeks, and just days have been passing. And I realized this, that just be consistent. Looking back, you'll see how much progress you've made. Just be present, do what you need to do today. Don't depend on your feelings as well. Feelings do lie. Like right now, okay, right now I'm psyched up to record this podcast, and as well, I feel like recording it. So I think that's just a perfect combination. But there are other times I don't feel like it. But so far, I haven't felt like not recording, which has kept me psyched up. Yeah, that's our conversation for today. What areas do you feel that you're less productive, and what can you do to change that? I've just shared my story, and I've shared why I'm not productive. And for me to be productive, I have to kill this thing called feelings to be productive. You have something going in for you. I don't know what's the place where you put your value in productivity. I don't know what's going on for you. You know that as well. You know that I don't know. But I'm trusting and I'm praying that this will give you a realization or open your eyes so that you can be more conscious of the things that are around you that could cause you to lose your productivity and to, at the end of the week, feel like you're lagging behind. And when you lag behind, it's not the best thing. Trying to chase the crowd isn't so easy. Trust me, it's not. Yeah. Our conversation today, it's beautiful, it's amazing. I thank you all for listening. Thank you so very much for being with me until this time. I'll tell you something. If you love hip-hop, Christian hip-hop for that matter, yeah, you should check out this guy. It's called KP. He has a new album and I really love it. It's called Kevin Borges or something. Yeah, he has a new album called His Glory Alone. That's what I'm bumping to. My favorite song is called Dark Skin. You go check that out. And as well, Lecrae has another album. Okay, the reason I'm recommending this song is that these are the people I love listening to, and it could give you hope and guide you through your day as you become productive. Check that. Yeah. Oh, I have other multiple artists who can just get you through your day. Okay, one artist that comes to mind is Lauren Daigle or Daigle. I don't know. Yeah, go listen to her and every other group that you want listening to. Alright, fam, that's been a new week, a new podcast. I pray that you be productive this week. And if anything makes you less productive, I pray that you be able to identify it. Yes, that's for me. This is KIPNGENO. I'm your host. Don't forget the name of the show. This is what? Grace in Space. I love y'all.